720 WGN, thanks for joining us. It's a Foodie Friday, so we like to focus on some of the best that Chicago has to offer or unique places, maybe a place you haven't stepped into. Meet the chefs, meet the owners, meet the creators of some of the food that we consume in this beautiful city. And one of those people is Chef John Mannion. John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on because everybody's buzzing about your restaurant. And of course, when you're named one of the two best restaurants in America, does that have impact? Does that bring more people through the door? Does it just give a morale boost to your staff? What does that mean?
All of the above. Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, we're so honored. It was really kind of a surprise. And I mean, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We feel like we're doing good work over there. But I mean, anytime that somebody puts you on a list like that, it's a huge boost.
Yeah, it's
really, really nice.
In the Rob Report. And do I say your restaurant correctly, Bracero?
Bracero, yeah, correct.
Okay, because, you know, I have a producer that speaks fluent, and the way he says it is much different than the way I say it. I've got a little more Chicago
right
to me.
yeah, well, I mean, we're in Chicago, you know?
Yeah, you said it's conceived in South America and born in Chicago. Tell us about your restaurant.
So when I was a little kid, my dad worked for the Ford Motor Company. We moved to Brazil, and it really lived there for about 5 years, and it really served as this huge awakening in a lot of ways for me. Food became central to my family and the way we looked at the world, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if it weren't for that experience. That said, my first, the things that influenced me the most were Brazilian, the things that I encountered in Brazil. And when I became a chef, I really wanted to explore those flavors. And I did at a restaurant called Mas on Division Street back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And that was, the beginning of Wicker Park, hugely influential. And this kind of coming back to these flavors really marks a return. It's roughly the same neighborhood. It feels full circle for me, and it's really what I want to be cooking right now.
Yeah, and you've been identified as the guiding force in Chicago's Latin American cuisine landscape, and Bracero
I don't know about that.
Well, let me see what that was. WineSpectator.com, I gotta say, pretty good source.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, and Bracero is actually a type of grill?
So a Bracero is a basket that you would throw wood into to make charcoal. It's a brazier. It's what you use in churrasco and in asado in Argentina. It's the firebox, essentially.
And you're in Wine Spectator because, you know, you apparently have a great wine list. Talk to us about South American wines and why sometimes I feel they're overlooked.
Well, you know, when we opened up Elche in 2016, which is our South American influenced or inspired steakhouse on Washington in the West Loop, I really wanted to do an all-South American wine list. I spent a ton of time in Argentina, and the last time I was, before we opened Che, I was just blown away by this renaissance going on in South America in winemaking. So many just interesting, well-made, beautiful wines, and a huge part of the culture. When we first opened, we wanted to do an all-South American wine list, and there just wasn't enough here in Chicago at that time. When we came back from the pandemic, me and our wine director, Alex Cooper, started tasting things, and there were a couple wines that got in front of us. And it was like, you know, this is the time. This is the time to be exploring South American wine. People are invariably blown away. They have an idea of, like, maybe what Malbec is, mm-hmm. and are often totally wrong. So I look at it as kind of like how it was with Italian wines 20 years ago, 30 years ago, where, you know, we knew Chianti, and that was about it. But there's so many, you know, it's such a deep regional industry and so driven by agriculture. I don't know. I feel like there's a revolution going on in South America, and we're at the tip of the spear of bringing it to our guests.
We are fans of the show The Bear, which is focused on some fine dining in Chicago now. Everybody's binging it since it dropped on Wednesday. Have you ever seen it?
I know, right? Oh, I love The Bear. I have not. I have been way too busy to let it drop on Wednesday. I've not seen any episodes yet, but it's pretty fun to see a lot of your friends on television and to kind of inhabit a fictional universe that you live in.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Is it that frenetic at times like it was in the first season?
And I think that if you have not had a night like the, or a day or a night like the one portrayed in the first season, you haven't really lived in the hospitality business. Everyone's got a story about that one service that just went down, went sideways real fast.
And if people were going to visit you at Bracero, what is the one thing they should definitely taste before leaving?
Oh, man. Okay. The one thing...
Go ahead. You can go deeper than that. Give us a few things that they should definitely order.
For me, pound de queso, Brazilian cheese bread, is this little tapioca gluten-free cheese bite. It's one of the world's great dishes.
And what's it called again?
It's called pound de queso, which means cheese bread. It's just everywhere in Brazil. But when I came back to the States, I couldn't believe that it wasn't available here. Our moqueca, which is a northern Brazilian seafood stew. It's something that I've been chasing, and I've done on menus for many, many years. It's kind of one of our defining dishes. We have off the grill, it is a live fire restaurant as well. It's a big part of what we do. Picanha, which is a rump cap. It's sort of the national cut of Brazil, of beef. And for me, it's one of the most, just delectable, beefy, unctuous cuts there is out there.
Wonderful. And tell everyone where you're located again.
We're in Westtown at 1709 West Chicago Avenue.
Okay, well, I hope you find a little bit of time to binge on this season of The Bear.
Because people
are saying that you're going to see more of your friends that are in the business, that they're actually focusing on fine dining in Chicago, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's been great for the city of Chicago, and it has been super duper fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good night, Chef.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
That is Chef John Mannion. He is the owner of Bracero, which, everything you described, did you not want to just gobble that up? I'm like, that sounds good, and that sounds good, and that sounds like a reason to go. I did talk to somebody who just said, I didn't watch the debate. I binged on The Bear last night. And I said, did you watch all the episodes in one sitting? And they said, no, they're trying to scatter them out a little bit. Kevin, how many episodes have you gotten through?
We watched the first three Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And this is not a spoiler, but the first episode is perfectly done.
Oh, gee. Thank you very much.
There's no spoiler.
Oh, I can't wait.
It was what The Bear does, right?
Yeah.
It was a show done like no other show's been done, and it was remarkable.
Wow. I can't wait. All right, Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.